So I'm also talking about receiving God's gifts. And when I started thinking about this talk, I realized that there's two questions that came up in my mind whenever I started thinking about God's gifts. And first of all, was just like, what are God's gifts? And I know that Tina mentioned a lot of them. And as Catholics, we're pretty good about coming up with a list of gifts. So, like, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, wisdom, understanding, and go through all those. And then all the theological virtues, and then all the cardinal virtues, and all the sacraments. And there's just so many gifts that God has for us. But I think also it's a question of, like, what are God's gifts like? Are they big and showy? Like, can you really tell the people who have the gifts and the people who don't? Are they really quiet? Just gifts that are given to humble people, and just between you and God. Regardless, I think that God has gifts for every one of us that match what our needs are. So then the second question that I had was, what does it mean to be receptive to God's gifts? How can we be sure that we do get these every day, because we need them? We depend on His gifts for everything that we do. And then the third question was, how can I better receive them? Like, what can I do in my life to change whether or not I can tell what God has, like, if God is sending me a gift? Like, can I tell if a situation in my life is as an opportunity for God to give me a gift, or am I missing something here? Should I be looking for something? Should I be looking for a way that I can grow closer to Him? Should I be backing off? But I did think it was interesting that for every need in our life, God has provided us with some kind of gift to help us. So just looking at the sacraments, for example, like, the Eucharist is the way for God to give us our spiritual food and our spiritual drink. And for our need for spiritual consolation, like, when we just feel really lonely or we feel really hurt, we feel separated from God, just that natural need to be reconciled with God, that we have the sacrament of penance. And then for loving others, for learning to give back to the community and to build up each other, we have holy orders and matrimony. For healing, there's anointing of the sick. For feeling like we need to belong to a family and to feel loved, we have And just in growing and maturing, we also have confirmation. So it's like everything that we could possibly need, God has already given to us through these sacraments. And we don't just desire these gifts. We definitely need them. We can't do anything on our own to get them. We're pretty much just helpless. God has everything under control, and our job is to just be receptive, to just be open to whatever He gives us. And so with being open, that means that we're going to have to accept everything good as well as everything that we would not think is good. Because God is not going to send us sunshine and daisies every day. That's not going to help us get to heaven. So we have to accept that God is our Father and our Provider, and that whatever he sends our way is going to help us grow in some way. So, this is definitely the part of the faith that I think is most difficult to accept, but is the key part of being a better Christian and a better Catholic, is to learn to surrender ourselves to God's providence and just to say, you have everything in control. I don't know what I need. I know that you have everything planned out for me, and that you have a better plan than I could ever come up with. So I was kind of thinking that we need to be like plants, and I know there's a lot of miracles for plants, but for a plant to be accepted to grow, it has to be planted in good soil and fed a lot of nutrients. So that kind of corresponds to us, because we need to make sure that we're rooted in Christ. We need to make sure that we're feeding ourselves every day with God's gifts, with his sacraments, with opportunities for prayer and for reading the word. And then along with that, a plant needs water. So that's kind of, I thought that seemed like the life of grace. We can't possibly grow toward God if we don't have grace in our soul. So once again, that's another gift through the sacraments is grace. And then we need to be turned toward sunlight. So there's no plant that can grow and that can use energy if it's not turned toward the sun. So our whole focus in life needs to be on God. Like, we can go do all of these great things and go pray and do good works all the time, but if our actual faith, if our actual whole intention in life is not focused on God and focused on Jesus and whatever we do, then we're not going to grow. We're not going to get his energy and his life that he's giving to us. So basically, whenever I think of receiving God's gifts in my life, then I go immediately to just my personal prayer. And I try to make it my goal every day, personal prayer, to just be quiet and to say to God, I accept from you the good, the bad, the ugly. I need to let you be in charge. So, I was trying to think of a good example of accepting the ugly, I guess, and how it might have helped me. And I thought about this winter, which I hated. At WVU, I really needed it. So I'm a very cold person, and just having to walk to class in the winter, and I was freezing my tail off all the time, and wearing all these layers, and it didn't help. And the PRT would break down, of course. And so I was easily depressed, and easily bitter throughout the winter, but. Now, here's spring, and I've never been so appreciative of spring. I've never enjoyed spring so much as I'm enjoying it right now. And I'm just saying to myself, that is what a gift from God. You know, that winter seemed like nothing but a curse. But now, I can see that God had more things in it. It helped me to be also like a stronger person, and helped me to appreciate people who don't have layers to bundle themselves in. So, and even more than that, was actually my whole experience at WVU. That definitely turned out to to give me a lot of blessings. I know God has given me a ton of blessings to come to WVU that I really didn't expect. I never wanted to come to WVU, actually. I looked everywhere else but WVU because people that I knew made it sound like nothing but a party school, nothing but a place where you would go and throw your life away and you could never amount to anything. It was kind of ridiculous, actually. So I just decided I'm not going to come to WVU. I'm going to go out of state. I'm going to go somewhere interesting, go see something new. And it turned out financially that I needed to come here. And also for my major, which they don't offer at very many schools, it's a nutrition. And so I came here, and at first it was really hard, especially the first semester. I felt like I didn't really know very many people at all, and I felt really out of place, and I felt like I had made the wrong decision, and I kept asking God, like, you know, I'm really sorry, just should I be trying to transfer here? And then at some point, I think it was at the end of last semester, but it may very well have been right after the baptism of the Spirit that semester, and through life of the Spirit, actually, that I started seeing the many blessings that God still had for me. Like, God had not shut the door and not refused me the blessings of coming here just because I might have made the wrong decision. I don't even know if I made the wrong decision. But God is flexible. God is, even if I did make the wrong decisions, God is not limited by that at all. So he really helped me to make friends through Union Club. He helped me to grow spiritually through life and spirit. He started helping me with my school in general and just with becoming a more mature person. And suddenly, at the end of last semester, I started loving this place. So, you know, it's definitely a great opportunity for gifts from God. And I can't say that there's some place I would rather be, you know? So I just have God to thank for that, and everybody that I've met who's been God's instrument to me. So next week, when you guys do baptism of the Spirit, just be open to whatever God has. Even if you have what you think is a terrible experience, or you think you didn't get what you expected, or something even freaks you out, or anything, just don't let that stop your growth. Don't let that hinder you from talking God into, to keep praising Him, to keep putting your life in His hands, because He is the Father and Provider. He's got it all under control.